Water that has become unfit for an animal to drink from it, it has a bad smell or taste, an animal would not drink from such water. To use this water, to wash your hands in this water with the clay, would be possible. And since this water is unfit for the drinking of animals, it is possible for an Nitiel to die from a clay. But if the water is in the ground and it's a kosher mikvah, then you can immerse your hands in the water that would be in place in the Tilsi Dime, and it would be kosher. And since a mikvah does not become possible, even if the water is unfit for the drinking of an animal, and you can immerse your whole body in this mikvah, so too you can immerse your hands in the mikvah, and it would be in place of Nitilas Yadayim, as any mikvah that is kosher to immerse your entire body would also be kosher to immerse your hands, and your hands would be tar. You can go ahead and eat bread. If Dio Kumis or Kankantum fell in water, causing the water to change its appearance. Dio Kumis and Kankantum are different types of ink. And they fell into the water, and the water no longer looks the same. The water is now puff. And since the water has changed its appearance, it's no longer fit to be used for a TLC dye. Asa behen malacha o shashara behen pito psula. If work was done with the water, or somebody soaked their bread in the water is possible for the TLC diamond, is considered as if the water has changed from its original state and therefore is possible. Shimon HaTimani understood from the words of the Tanakhama that even if you intend to soak your bread in one pitcher of water and it falls into a second pitcher of water, that the second pitcher of water would be possible even though you did not intend to soak your bread in that pitcher of water. Shimon HaTimani said, could it be that in such a case it would be possible? Certainly it should be kosher in such a case. And since you didn't intend to soak your bread in the second pitcher of water, it fell in there by mistake, according to Shimon HaTimani, that water would be kosher. If you wash off your utensils in a pitcher of water, or you wipe down your sticky measurements in a pitcher of water, the water is possible from the TLC diamond. We saw in the previous mission that if you do any type of work with water, the water is possible from the TLC diamond. So therefore, if you wash off your utensils, or you wipe down your sticky measurement, that's considered doing work with the water, and the water is possible from the tails you done. But if you wash off utensils that have already been washed, or new utensils in water, the water is crushed up in the tails you done, and this is not considered work, since these kalim were already washed, or are new, and didn't need to be washed, and therefore, the water is crushed up in the tails you done, and that is not considered doing melacha with the water. Rabbi Yosi Paiso Bechadashim. Rabbi Yosi passes the water if you wash off brand new kalim in the water. As even though these kalim are brand new and don't need to be washed, since people are in the habit of washing off new utensils before they use them, even though they didn't need to be washed, it's considered if you did a malacha with the water, and the water is possible to be used for the tilsi.